I'm Craig Kenneth, a relationship coach and a psychotherapist. Every relationship is different and every breakup is different. Work with me and you'll get professional help on your situation. And if you're in no contact, focused on personal growth, my workbook series, The Knowledge, will help you make changes like you've never made before. Available now at AskCraig.net. Hi there, I'm Coach Craig Kenneth.
I'm Coach Margaret.
And I'm Coach Victoria.
And today we're going to be talking about disorganized attachment style. So we get a lot of requests to talk about this.
Absolutely.
And Margaret has done some good research for you today, and I think that this will be helpful for you.
And I would almost say that 50% of the cases I get involve an avoidant partner.
Yeah.
Would you say so, too?
Yeah, I would say it's pretty high.
Yeah. Okay, so shall I start?
Go right ahead.
All right. Disorganized attachment. The forgotten attachment style. With disorganized attachment, the person wants to attach to others and avoid connection at the same time. You got that? If you have this kind of disorganized attachment, you desperately want a relationship, but you're also terrified, okay, of being trusting anybody ever. Some with disorganized attachment want a close, intimate relationship, but feel incapable of achieving it because it's frightening to manage them. These are learned behaviors which can be understood and modified with a great deal of work. It can be done, all right? The baby who is developing this attachment has little reason to trust anybody. Is that clear enough that those who have an avoidant attachment disorder have difficulties? Okay.
Sure.
So, for whatever reasons, the parents or caregivers are unable to consistently give them the care and love they need from infancy on. Those who have a disorganized attachment style have often suffered from abuse and neglect of every kind, sometimes including physical and sexual abuse. Important to be aware of that.
Yeah.
Okay? The people who are supposed to love us and take care of us are the same people who hurt you, okay? So think about the position that baby is in. You have a completely unmanageable way of doing business that you just can't manage. I want the relationship, but I'm too scared, okay? People who are supposed to love you and take care of you are the same people who hurt you. It is no surprise to an adult who grew up in this situation that people who love you can also hurt you. How totally confusing, right? All right. That is a pretty insoluble dilemma. And while it can be improved, it takes a lot of therapy and relearning and a whole lot of dedication to the process. These folks' subjective state includes feelings of being emotionally flooded, traumatized, unsafe, and living in a state of confused fear. All right. Ultimately, it's common for adults to experience the same type of abuse or neglect in adulthood as they did when they were children. They may end up with romantic partners who were just as unavailable as their parents. Okay?
You see that a lot, huh, Margaret?
Absolutely, all the time. That we all tend to grow up with what we were given, but it's modifiable if you want to. Kids coming into foster care are often terrified of everyone and everything, and of course the system at large doesn't understand this. So you get kids coming into a placement situation, and kids are just terrified, okay? And the only thing that people worry about is the kid's behavior. If they're in a bad mood and they're upset and they make things difficult, people get very upset with them and are not really worried about how they're doing other than to be concerned about how they behave, okay? But the woman who wrote this article did a very good job of letting us know how difficult it is for the person who has the avoidant kind of style, because they just can't attach like they want to. All right? Are we still making sense?
Yeah.
Okay. The original question was, why do people run hot and cold in relationships? And we hear that all the time. Partly because many people, in order to break up, have to really get very cold, but it completely confuses people. Suddenly, I don't know who this person is, all right? Because sometimes to make the break, you have to really be ready to make the break. But if you're scared, you're scared. Disorganized relationship is one possibility, but the condition is often seen in those who are simply diagnosed with avoidant attachment style. And I think there's an awful lot of crossover between avoidant and fearful avoidant. Right? So the most consistent pattern that I see, although there are many others, is the case where the anxiously attached woman and the avoidantly attached man. Now, some of that has to do with how we're socialized, right? A quote from someone: yesterday, he told me that he loved me and wanted to marry me, and today he broke up with me by saying he needed space and he needed to feel like himself again.
Yeah.
And that's one I've heard several times.
Have you heard
as
well?
Yeah. I need to feel like myself again. So this person wants the relationship but can't take it. And you can have all kinds of anxiety problems around that when you start to get close with someone. Okay? So what I'm really saying here is that it's important for us to understand that this is a two-pronged thing. I want the closeness, but I can't take it. All right? And it leaves people in a really tough place. And the woman who wrote this article did a very good job, and it's very clear that you can't really do much with yourself unless you get into therapy. And if you think about being avoided, that is probably the hardest thing on earth we can ask you to do, because you're sort of naturally afraid of it. So I think it's important, rather than getting exasperated with people, if you can get the person to talk about how scared they are. All right, that's really helpful. Most women immediately go to, he doesn't love me and he never did. And it may very well not be that cut and dried, and that's easily understood, all right? So you have to give people an awful lot of support and validation to help them do the work they have to do. And does it happen often? Unfortunately, not as often as we like. But it's always a possibility. If you're willing to work on it, you can fix it. All right?
All right. Some good stuff, a lot to think about.
Yeah. That made sense. Very good.
I also think this connects very well with what you say, Craig, a lot, that people often make you feel how they feel. And so I imagine that how you're feeling as a partner of somebody with a disorganized or avoidant attachment style, or if your ex had more of an avoidant or disorganized attachment style, the confusion that you are feeling is probably something like what they are feeling all of the time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And Margaret, you know, maybe you could talk a little bit about, with personality disorders, that it's very kind of imposing how they feel on you, and it kind of goes through your boundaries because they're so intense.
You mean the person who's trying to get to know the avoidant person?
Well, I mean in the sense that, like, a lot of times when we have, like, somebody who may be, like, a borderline personality disorder, you're so overwhelmed by their own energy.
Oh, yes, yeah, by trying to manage things, that things seem unmanageable.
And that you feel how they feel.
Exactly right. You feel exactly how they feel, yeah. But it doesn't necessarily mean that the person never loved you.
Right.
If you see them struggling enough, there are probably some reasons they can't love you back the way you want.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right?
Yeah.
So I just wanted to put that one out there for you to think about.
All right. If you want to get our help personally, you can get it on my website, askcraig.net. I do email coaching and I do Skype. Margaret is available for Skype coaching.
If you feel that I can be helpful, just let me know.
And Coach Victoria is now available.
I'm looking forward to speaking with you.
So you can click on their names on the top of my website to schedule with them or with me. But that's it for this video. I'm Coach Craig Kenneth.
I'm Coach Margaret.
And I'm Coach Victoria.
And we will talk with you soon.
To get my help personally, go to AskCraig.net and click on Schedule Coaching and choose the option that works best for you. I do email coaching or Skype. To schedule a coaching with Margaret, click on Margaret on the top of the page and order a Skype with her. For the Knowledge Creative Healing course, click on the link at the top of the page and click Get Started Now.